So let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to start with the roll call. Let's see, Adrian Barnes. Not here yet. Mike Barr.
I am here.
Thank you. Let's see, Dwayne Walton.
I'm here.
Thank you, Dwayne. Steve Borg. Not here. Jonathan Dharmapalin. Not here. Wyling Huber.
Here.
Thank you. And Jason Ryman. Not here yet. Okay. So we will be posting the meeting norms. Do we have that posting, or do you need me to share my screen?
If you don't mind, I do not have that link. I will make it so that you could share screen.
Okay.
There you go.
There we go. Excuse my messy desktop, if you can see that. All right, the norms for the OSA Board of Directors meeting. I'm going to display them here. We're a little behind schedule at this point, as previously mentioned. We will be going to public comment momentarily. I do want to read the land acknowledgement for today's meeting, and also acknowledge everyone at OSA who has helped to actualize this land acknowledgement. We'll talk about that, I think, a little bit more on Thursday's meeting. But here is the OSA land acknowledgement. OSA is situated on Huichin, the unceded territories of the Chocheno-speaking Lishan Ohlone peoples, who have lived upon this land since the beginning of time. Indigenous peoples in California, the Americas, and around the world are still here. OSA recognizes the historic genocide and ethnic cleansing inflicted upon Indigenous peoples in California and the Americas, including their forced removal from ancestral lands and the deliberate and systematic destruction of their cultures and communities. These conditions are ongoing, and Indigenous people have been fighting against cultural erasure and for their sovereignty since the beginning of colonization. To this end, we as a community strive to honor the Indigenous members of our community, uplift their voices and contributions to arts and culture, center Indigenous peoples' worldviews in our classrooms, and support Indigenous sovereignty everywhere. This land acknowledgement is a small act in supporting Indigenous communities and centering the justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion work within the Oakland School for the Arts. Solidarity with Indigenous nations can include: 1, donating time and money to Indigenous-led organizations; 2, amplifying the voices of Indigenous people, leading grassroots change movements; and 3, returning the land. Want to acknowledge Melinda de la Jesus, co-chair of the APT, and also Anna DeRoos, Dean of Students at OSA, for helping to create the land acknowledgement. So with that, we will go to the public comment. And let's see who we have signed up. We have Chris Bradburn, if you want to get us started.
I will, thank you. Hopefully my network stays stable for this. So basically, I know you've got some challenging topics to discuss today, and I just want to uplift the voices and the needs of staff and faculty, especially those who are older, that are nearing retirement. There are some really challenging things I know you've got to deal with. And we've got some people on our staff who have stuck with OSA and have built OSA to what it is today. And please, please think about those teachers as you work.
Thank you, Chris. You broke up a little bit at the end. If you want to add that to the chat.
Just did.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. Anybody else for public comment?
I have a question in the chat. My dogs are just being really loud.
Okay. We can see your question. We will, if there is something that can be announced back to the public after our closed session, we will do so when we return back from closed session. Anybody else for public comment? Okay, all right. Well, with that, let's go ahead and convene in closed session. Thank you to the public for joining us at the top of this meeting.